Okay, let's unpack this. We often focus on cybersecurity threats as, these invisible lines of code, complex technical exploits, stuff that makes headlines. But what if the biggest vulnerability isn't really a flaw in the software at all? What if it's something, well, much more familiar, maybe just a polite voice on the phone? Today, we're doing a deep dive into a pretty high-profile incident involving the French fashion house Chanel. And this story, it sort of unravels to reveal a much larger and honestly quite alarming trend. Our mission here is to go beyond just the headlines, to really get into the intricate details of how these human-targeted cyber attacks actually work, what they mean for businesses and for you, and maybe most importantly, how we can all get better at protecting against them. We've pulled together a whole stack of articles and research to piece this fascinating story together.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating, I think, is how these incidents show a pretty significant evolution in cybercriminal strategy. It's really not just about breaking through firewalls anymore. It's increasingly about exploiting trust. Human psychology, really.
Exactly. That evolution exploiting trust rather than just code, that's precisely what makes this Chanel breach such a good, well, illustration. So let's dig into the specifics of what happened there. Okay, so July 25th, that's when Chanel's security team spotted some unauthorized access to one of their customer databases. Now, important point here, this wasn't like a global breach across their whole system.
Right.
It specifically targeted information from customers who'd contacted Chanel's client care center, but only in the United States, so geographically limited. And this is really crucial, especially for anyone who might have been affected. What was taken versus what wasn't. So what was stolen? Things like customer names, email addresses, mailing addresses, phone numbers, basic contact stuff.
Okay.
The good news, and this is a significant point of relief, is that the more sensitive data payment information, social security numbers, other financial details, that was not stolen.
That's huge.
Yeah. And Chanel has confirmed they've notified all the affected customers directly.
You know, stepping back for a second, even though the data compromise wasn't financial, like you said, it still represents a pretty significant privacy concern. Especially, I think, for a luxury brand like Chanel. Their whole identity is built on, well, trust, exclusivity, and that very personal customer relationship.
His point.
Losing even just basic contact info, that can really start to erode that foundation, you know?
Absolutely. And here's where the plot thickens a bit. The group behind this attack and their tactics are really key to understanding the bigger picture here. Security researchers have linked this incident to the notorious Shiny Hunters extortion group. Heard of them?
Oh, yeah. They've been around. They have a reputation.
Right. And this isn't just some random one-off hit. This group seems to be running a whole systematic campaign, not just against Chanel, but targeting Salesforce customers across, well, multiple industries.
A wider campaign, then.
Exactly. So how do they do it? This is where it gets really interesting. Their approach is insidious is maybe the right word. They conduct phishing attacks, voice phishing.
Calling people up.
Yep. Calling employees. And the outcome of these calls is either they manage to actually steal login credentials outright, or, and this is maybe even more subtle, they trick employees into authorizing malicious O applications.
Ah, the O apps.
Right.
And just to clarify for listeners, when we talk about Oath applications, you can sort of think of them as third-party tools, right?
Yeah.
They get specific permission granted by an employee usually to access your Salesforce data.
Okay.
And once they're authorized, they basically become a direct pipeline for data extraction,
Yeah.
often without needing those login credentials again. It's a very clever way in.
That's a key point, because once they're inside that Salesforce environment, whether it's through stolen credentials or one of these authorized apps, they then just extract the valuable customer data. And their ultimate goal, remember they're an extortion group, is to use that stolen information as leverage. They demand money.
Right.
So the new zero-day vulnerability isn't some obscure software bug. It's you, or rather, your employee picking up the phone.
Which naturally brings up an important question. Is Salesforce itself actually to blame for these breaches? And Salesforce has been very explicit, stating their platform itself has not been compromised. These incidents, they stem from sophisticated phishing and social engineering attacks targeting their customers,
right?
Not from a flaw within the Salesforce platform itself. So this really highlights that the vulnerability, it often lives not so much in the technology itself, but in how it's used and secured by the people operating it.
It's the human layer.
Exactly. It's that human layer that's being exploited here.
And that human layer vulnerability, that's exactly why the danger, maybe the brilliance of Shiny Hunter's approach is just how scalable it is. Chanel, unfortunately, is just one name on a rapidly growing list of victims targeted by these exact same tactics. This isn't some isolated incident.
Yep.
We've seen other big names in fashion and luxury affected, Adidas, for instance,
Yeah.
and several LVMH brands, you know, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Tiffany & Co.
Wow, multiple brands within the same group.
Yeah. But it's not even just luxury goods. The campaigns also hit totally different industries. Think Qantas Airlines, Allianz Life Insurance. So what does this all mean? I mean, why are these specific organizations suddenly such tempting targets for essentially a fund scam?
Well, the pattern pretty clearly suggests that these cyber criminals are specifically targeting organizations that have large customer databases,
yeah.
databases filled with valuable personal information. The luxury goods sector in particular, I mean, that customer data potentially commands a premium value, right? So it becomes an incredibly attractive target for extortion.
Makes sense.
And the fact that it's coordinated, affecting multiple LVMH brands almost simultaneously, that even hints that the attackers might be exploiting maybe shared infrastructure.
Yeah.
Or perhaps similar security practices within these big corporate families, which makes their attacks incredibly efficient.
That's fascinating. Okay, so if it's about high-value data and getting human access, what makes the luxury industry, say, more vulnerable than an airline? Is there something specific there?
Well, yeah, I think the fashion and luxury goods industry faces some unique challenges.
Mm.
Beyond just the high value of the customer data itself, their brand reputation is, well, it's everything. They put this immense emphasis on personalized customer service, relationship building. That's core to their business model.
Right.
And that very focus makes them particularly vulnerable to attacks where criminals can expertly impersonate legitimate business contacts or service providers. Because the employees are basically trained to be helpful, to be trusting, especially in client interactions.
So their strength becomes a weakness.
In a way, yeah. They're designed for building the rapport, and social engineers can absolutely weaponize that.
Wow. It's almost like a, you know, a modern day Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of a giant wooden horse, it's just a really convincing voice on the phone. This whole wave of attacks, it fundamentally highlights the evolving nature of cybersecurity threats, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
As the technical defenses get more sophisticated, attackers are just, well, increasingly turning to these human-centered approaches, exploiting trust, exploiting authority relationships within organizations. And that raises a really important question for you listening right now. How well do you think you, or maybe the companies you interact with every day, how well prepared are you for attacks that aren't about breaking software, but about breaking human trust?
It's a critical question.
So what can actually be done then? How do you build a stronger sort of human firewall? For organizations using platforms like Salesforce or similar CRMs, comprehensive security measures are obviously essential, non-negotiable really.
Mm-hmm.
On the technical side, things like enabling multi-factor authentication, MFA, for all user accounts, that's basic table stakes now.
Mm-hmm.
And critically, implementing the principle of least privilege for data access, which basically just means employees only get access to the specific information they absolutely need to do their job, nothing more.
Limit the potential blast radius.
Exactly. And companies also need to regularly audit and monitor any connected applications, looking for anything unusual, anything suspicious.
And then beyond the technical side, it really comes down to the people.
Right.
Companies absolutely must establish robust employee training programs specifically on recognizing social engineering tactics. Phishing, all of it. And from an organizational policy perspective, you need clear protocols. How do you verify someone's identity during a phone call, especially if they're asking for sensitive access?
Good point.
You need incident response procedures designed specifically for social engineering attempts, not just technical breaches. And regular ongoing security awareness training, not just once a year.
Needs to be continuous.
Absolutely. And finally, implementing strong verification procedures for approving those OAuth applications we talked about. It shouldn't just be one person clicking approve on something that grants broad data access.
Yeah, that seems critical. Okay, so that's for organizations. What about for you, the customer, if, say, you were actually affected by the Chanel breach?
Well, first, as you mentioned, Chanel stated they've notified everyone directly, so you should have received something. Beyond that, standard advice applies, but it's still important. Keep monitoring your accounts for any unusual activity. Be extra cautious about any phishing attempts that might try to leverage this news.
Using the breach as bait.
Exactly. And it's probably a good idea to consider updating passwords, especially for any accounts that might share information or use similar credentials to whatever you used with Chanel.
Basic digital hygiene.
Pretty much. But the core challenge here, it's constant. It's really about building a whole culture of vigilance, where every single employee understands they are potentially the first line of defense against these increasingly sophisticated human-targeted attacks. The weakest link isn't necessarily a technical flaw anymore. It often is the human element.
So this deep dive into the Chanel breach, it really serves as a potent reminder. Even the most secure platforms, the most sophisticated tech, can be compromised when that weakest link, the human, is targeted effectively. It signals a clear shift in cyber warfare, doesn't it? Focusing on vishing, on social engineering, maybe more so now than purely technical exploits in some campaigns.
It seems that way.
Which makes constant vigilance, constant training absolutely vital, both for companies, obviously, but also for us as individuals in, you know, every single interaction we have.
And zooming out just one last time, this deep dive really highlights something fundamental. Think about how many of your daily interactions with companies rely ultimately on trust. Trust in human-to-human communication. What this shows us is that in our digital age, a polite, maybe even helpful, voice on the phone can potentially be just as dangerous as a malicious piece of code. So the final thought to maybe leave you with is this. How will this evolving threat, this focus on the human layer, reshape our own understanding of digital trust going forward? What does it mean for your next customer service call or for the trust you place in that human firewall of the companies you deal with every day?